think these operators have provided a great service for us over the years, and they're a very important part of what we are. And I think the government must intervene to subsidise and support these transport operators, because you wouldn't go too far in Donegal. I mean, there are hundreds of jobs involved here. They provide a great service. There's huge cost involved, first of all, in financing and the capital investment in buying the buses. But then, I suppose, the insurance, the tax, the test, and all the transport operators' license as well. And there's a huge cost for them now, and all their buses are sitting in the yards. And I think it's a very worrying time, and the operators that I've been speaking to are genuinely fearful that they might not be able to survive until the recovery arrives. So I think there's an obligation on the government to engage with their organisation and to commend Gavin and his team. I think they're being very innovative here and coming forward, and probably not an easy thing to do. And I think the government has to step in and give them the support that's needed, because they're a huge part of what we are in a county like Donegal. I mean, from Bundoran to Ballin, from Lincoln, Kill to Muff, it's a huge area. There's 160,000 people, and an awful lot of people, from school children to the elderly, that we have depend on the bus services that we have. So hopefully the government will step in and give them some support, because unfortunately if they don't, these people will not be able to survive, and the buses unfortunately will be gone, and the service more importantly will be gone.